Are y'all ready for some thirsty work? We're about to discuss RuPaul's Drag Race UK Episode 6. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing, Jackie.
I just do whatever comes to my head.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, I'm your host, 123 Jackie B. With me is a full panel.
Yes, it's a family reunion.
It's Mark J. Freeman, aka Lorraine Love, Jayla, and it's Ollie.
Yay. Hey, we're back.
What did you guys think of this episode?
It was okay for me. It kind of sat in the middle with me this week, but I enjoyed the art that came into it, I guess.
I'm still thinking about your slurp.
I am too. I'm sorry.
It gave me very Frock Destroyer vibes.
Oh.
But it was a fun episode. I think it was fun just because I love all five of the queens that are still left. I think they're really talented, and it kind of made me think, like, oh, who the hell is going home this week? Because obviously we'll talk about, like, this was kind of like Cheryl's episode in a sense, despite being the bottom, because she performed for Cheryl Cole.
I thought it was Davina's episode, but that's all I'm going to say.
Another story arc.
Vivian's episode, too. Yeah. It was a good episode. I thought everyone got some really good screen time, and I really wasn't sure who was going home, because I really do love all the queens left.
Same. Well, we want to shout out to the people who always join us in the chat room. Today we have Diva Views, Nakia, Ryan B. Dwight Slemons is joining us in the chat room for the first time on this
Sarah
show.
Sarah Bennett, welcome. Ryan B., Ken.
Shout him out.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
New Zealand, Dublin, and Malaysia in the house.
And New York.
Again, not putting down our U.S. peeps, but it always baffles me that someone in Malaysia would turn on YouTube and watch us. I don't know. Just it tickles me. Anyways,
well, thanks,
but I love you
guys for watching live. And if you comment on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, you'll get a cool shout out later on.
Yeah, good
even
or bad.
If it's shady.
Yeah, we'll still read it as long as you give us 5 stars.
Yes.
Right.
And we also look at the YouTube comments. So if you give that thumbs up on YouTube and make a comment, then you also could get a cool shout out.
Yes.
So I thought it was Davina's episode. Because in the beginning, we have this conversation where Davina is accusing the Vivian of underestimating her, which I do think she kind of was.
But
you
why
know?
Does it matter?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like, she's not going to pick me, and we're not getting paid. So why does it, so why does it matter what that person thinks of you? It's a competition.
Yeah.
Of course I'm not going to put you in front of me. Why would I do that?
Well, I don't think she wanted her to put her in front of her. I think she just wanted her the recognition,
validation.
The validation,
right.
That she is good and talented. I mean, clearly, Vivian said, before this competition, I only saw you in a red wig and a silver dress. So she obviously had an impression of, that was her impression of Davina prior to coming on the show. And she said, you've proved me wrong of my impression of you. So I think she's, I think she is underestimated. And I think she had every right to say everything that she did. Because I think she is talented.
Yeah, and I think she just felt that she's been overshadowed by Vivian and Baga in this competition for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of like the underdog.
Yeah.
There was this arc in the episode where, like, she had written this really long script for her commercial, and to everybody else, it seemed kind of like going on and on and on and nonsensical. But once it all came together, it turned out to be really good, which was weird to me because in the end, she didn't actually get the repeater badge, and I was kind of... you know, she had won the mini challenge, and then she had done well in the maxi challenge. So I was like, okay, it's her episode to get the repeater badge. And then, I mean, I know she got it last week, but it was as a group. So I was just, I don't know. I kind of thought that that would have ended the arc nicely, but then it didn't happen. And I was a little bit disappointed about that.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a big speech.
I was going to say, something, but I'm going to wait till we talk about the commercials. So that's why I stopped myself because I was going to say something else. But.
So in this episode, we have Rue coming in and kind of coaching everyone in the workroom, which I know, Mark, you're a fan of that, I think. I noticed that Rue got... So Cheryl had this moment where she was like, I don't know what to do. And the Vivian was like, well, stop doing the Essex thing. Essentially, like, stop doing you. And Rue kind of turns that around and says, no, like, everybody here should be branding themselves. That's, mm-hmm. like, what this episode is about. So I thought that was good advice, because it's like, I don't know, it's if it's not broke, don't fix
yeah,
it.
Don't fix it, right.
You know.
Well, okay, I guess I'll say what I was going to say, because now that kind of ties into what I was going to say, which is that I think it's funny that Blue and Cheryl's videos, I feel, were the most them, like, promoting who they are and what they've been presenting this whole time. I felt Bagga's was a little also on her end, but the two that did the best, Vivian and Davina, in my opinion, like, they weren't really, they were funny, they were good, but they weren't promoting who they are. Like, Vivian's had nothing to, is she saying she's
a housewife throwing babies?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just thought it was funny that the ones that actually did what, because she said, Rue says it in the room, I want you to promote who you are, I want you to market yourself. Those are the three that were, like, the worst.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just thought it was interesting. So.
That is very interesting that you bring that up, because I feel like the winners were just based on comedy then.
Right.
Exactly. Instead of actually branding themselves, which was the challenge.
Right. That's exactly.
So it's kind of redundant that it went backwards.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I didn't really notice it until the second time I watched. I rewatched it again today. And I went, oh, wait a minute. The ones that are in the bottom are actually the ones that did the challenge. But whatever. It's her show. She can do what she wants. Hmm. Hi, Florida. Florida's in the house.
Hi, Florida.
So what did you guys think of... I mean, what did you think of the main challenge? I had so many mixed feelings about this episode because, let's start with what they were doing with Graham Norton during the filming. So there were definitely some moments with Graham Norton during the filming that I thought mm-hmm. were funnier than what we actually saw in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because I don't know, like... I feel like, do the judges only see, like, the final product?
Yeah.
Do they see, like what leads up to that?
Yeah. And what about the special guest? Like, Cheryl, what does she see on top of that? Because she's a guest judge.
Because I'm pretty sure they don't edit it right then and there, so you're seeing, like, the raw footage of it, I'm sure.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that she probably didn't even see it. They're just like, oh, well, she did this, she did that. And Cheryl, you go out there and you be the biggest fan ever.
Well, Cheryl seemed like she loved whatever she saw, mm-hmm. unless that was, like, completely staged.
Well, I would have wanted to see Cheryl go backstage and be like, you guys did amazing.
Someone in the chat room said that they would have liked to see
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, she's just back in her chair. She's like, okay, we're done. I'll be in my trailer. Kind of like how I do you guys.
That's a good question. I wonder when they do show.
Shayla's got a star wagon, and we all have, like, a triple.
The bathroom. Yeah. I just have the bathroom. What are you guys doing? Yeah. Bam. You guys
are actually handicap stall. That's all. That's it.
No, that's a good question, though. I wonder what they actually show on the main stage when they do show, like, okay, here's the video. Like, what exactly they show, or if they show anything at all.
Because there was definitely stuff in that setup that I thought was funnier than what actually happened. Like, for instance, in Blue's video, I think making it grayscale in the beginning mm-hmm. when it actually came out harmed her, because I was like, so much of this that was so funny is, like, her facial expressions, which you kind of get lost in the grayscale. And, like, the wig everything looked so crazy in the glasses and everything. And when it came out as grayscale, it didn't seem the same way.
Yeah, maybe she didn't want it in grayscale. Somebody got really freaking excited with Final Cut Pro and was like, let me put some grayscale and let me do the... I didn't like the frames coming out. It was just really cheesy for me. But, hey... It's her show, and she can do what she wants. but now I will give you some tea, though. It's an inside tea. Shooting Drag Race, you know, I get all the good behind-the-scenes stuff. They don't actually show you the videos. They show you maybe, like, a few of it, like, little bits of it, and they say, oh, we'll edit the rest of it. And then you come back with applause.
That answers my question.
But yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's with all other shows.
Because it's like, where's the screen? Like, where would they show the screen for the girls to see? You know, like, is it behind them? Would there be a projector? So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they're shooting on a green screen, it is kind of hard to figure out certain things. Like, with Bagga, you knew exactly what was happening because she was using the props in a way that, okay, I get what's going on here. But, like, with Cheryl's, like, the finger poking thing, I was like, I have no idea what's happening. It was hilarious to watch on the green screen trying to put her fingers there. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't know what this is. And it, when they showed the video, then I was like, oh, okay, she's going,
oh,
ding,
I got
ding,
that.
Ding.
Yeah. I knew what she meant.
Yeah, I didn't get it at all. So I was like, why are we seeing pictures of her finger? It was just... I did think that in the behind-the-scenes kind of taping stuff, to me, Bagas was the funniest mm-hmm. because of all the, like, sight gags of her just, like,
mm-hmm. being eating, a mess.
Making yeah. a mess and mm-hmm. everything.
Which was really funny. Yeah, now that you said that, I look at this episode completely differently now. And I
sorry.
I actually think Baga did a really good job, so I was surprised that she was in the bottom. And I really wasn't that interested in, like, the Vivians or... I love Davina, but I don't know if I was really into her video as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was just kind of like they based it off of their antics in the videos and mm-hmm. kind of like what was, I don't know, more theatrics rather than branding, you know? Like it wasn't, yeah. I feel like it was all about being funny and it was all about kind of like just making a scene rather than making a scene to stand out rather than kind of like focusing on like less is more.
Yeah.
I feel like the Vivian, okay, so I didn't really like Cheryl's, but maybe that's because I'm not, like, a person who goes to clubs a lot. I don't know. I was just kind of, that, it wasn't really my thing, I guess. And the Vivian's, I just, like, I was like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't get
funny.
A lot of it, honestly. And I saw it twice, too, and I tried to understand, but...
The blues. Someone in the chat room mentioned that Blues was their favorite, and then she ended up going home. And I liked Blues because I was like, here's a clearly realized concept that I understand, yeah. you know.
Blue hydration.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was like, it fits with her, it fits with the challenge, and then, you know, she's making this greater message about how, you know, Northern Ireland is discriminating against her, you mm-hmm. know, and so... I actually really, like, that was probably the one I enjoyed the most because yeah. I was like, it had, I thought, they're like, oh, well, maybe she should have used props. So, and I was like, everybody got that message without having props.
Yeah. It still had comedy, but it was more subtle and it still had a greater message on top of that. And mm-hmm. she was still doing like the fun little facial expression when she was sipping it. So I was really bummed that she was in the bottom. Like, I didn't understand.
I felt like this week it was totally arbitrary. It was just mm-hmm. like, you know, Rue was like saying, oh, we're splitting hairs or whatever. I'm like, you're just making up nonsense because you just don't know yeah. who to put in the bottom.
But that's why I wanted them to do ranking rather than sending someone home because that way somebody can do good. Because I would have loved to see Vinegar Strokes do this challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something do this mm-hmm. challenge. Yeah. You know? And that probably would have put them back in the race or whatever the case might have been, but
the comeback queen.
I thought yeah. this was a good episode where they should have done a double save. Like, in my opinion, this should have yeah. been a double save episode mm-hmm. because I thought that. I guess we can get to it later, but it's like Cheryl's performing for Cheryl, so there was like an obvious
right
bias. Story arc.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you can't really send her home in front of her idol.
Someone in the chat room says we're over it, and I need to like clear this up. It's like whatever we're here to critique the show. So we love this show, mm-hmm. and I thought the last episode was like so great. I had such mm-hmm. a blast with that episode. But there, are, you know, it's like not everything you shoot is going to be a hit. And I feel like, you know, I've seen other seasons where the commercials have been so hilarious, you know, and you're kind of comparing it to the entire body of work of Drag Race. So it's like, I'm not over the show or over this episode. It was like, mm-hmm.
This is our job, people.
Yeah.
I just think that, like, I don't think I'm completely over it because I love the show. But I think with this particular episode, like, what I enjoyed about it was, like, even though I didn't agree with a lot of the choices, I enjoyed the fact that I really wasn't sure who was going home. I knew Cheryl wasn't going to go home. But other than Cheryl not going home, I didn't know who was going home. You know?
Yeah.
Because they just made it, they painted it very, like, obscure.
Right.
So, because then we can talk about, like, later Vivian and her story of triumphing over, like, her drug addiction, which was probably our mirror moment, right? But anyway, so that's probably, like, yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, Vivian can't go home. So she has to slay in the challenge, you know? So it's just really interesting how they kind of, like...
But I do think she's next.
The Vivian going home?
Really?
They're going to shock you with something next week.
But Cheryl doesn't have any Rue Peter badges.
That's going to be her way to until get to the finale. Like,
she's the lip sync assassin, you know?
We will see. The kids are going to eat me up because I said that.
Someone in the chat was also like confirming what we were saying, where it's like they were saying that the Vivians was very like Liverpool humor. So,
Scouse wife? Mm-hmm. Is that what that is?
Yeah. Scouse is Liverpool, I guess. So, okay. It's she was playing at Liverpool.
Let me get my passport. So, we're going to take this on the road. We're going to have like our UK tour.
Going international.
Yeah, we're going international. We're so going to do this.
Which is just so weird because like I felt like this whole season. I've really been, like, laughing with them. They're so funny. And this was the one episode where I was like, I feel like I'm not understanding things.
Well, yeah. I was just thinking that with this comment from Fran S.Z. Fran's. I don't know. I don't know if there's a specific way I'm supposed to say that. But anyway, thank you for your comment. Because when we talked earlier in the season, I kept saying, like, I wonder if there's going to be stuff because we're not from there and we don't get a lot of the humor and we don't get a lot of the jokes. Is it going to land? Like, now I'm going, oh, okay, Scouse wife, she's from Liverpool. Okay, I guess it is not necessarily her branding.
Right.
But it's a Liverpool. So there is a more of a connection than I originally would have thought, obviously, because I just said 2 minutes ago that I didn't think
this was on brand. Yeah, I thought it was some, like, thirsty lady throwing her baby. Right. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. So I think our question from earlier in the season is now answered that, yes, there is going to be some.
But even then, I still, like, now I understand that, but I don't see that as, like, right. I still don't see that as who the Vivian is, no matter where she comes from. Like, that's not the Vivian to me, personally.
Right. No, I agree. I agree, but I do think that there's at least... Now I go, oh, okay, so there was something Liverpool in there. Not necessarily Vivian, but okay, she at least tried. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Whereas before I was like, this has nothing to do with you. Now I'm like, oh, okay, she gets 1 point then. Instead of five, she gets one point.
Oh, my God.
So let's talk about the runway.
Bring it to the runway.
I'm so sorry, guys, but this is also not my favorite runway of the season. Mine I think it's because I don't like raincoats. I'm like, it's hard to make...
Oh, damn.
It's hard to make the rain seem enticing, which was...
So, I loved it,
Well,
Jackie.
Before we get into it, we have to give Michelle her props and Rue her props for the looks for that they wore for the runway.
Yes.
Michelle with her snatch.
And Rue had a beauty mark. I loved that.
And the red, like the burgundy looking with
really
the blonde
cute.
Top.
That was a really great
Very
outfit.
Great color scheme. And this season has all been about color.
Yes.
Starting from like blue all the way down to episode one with Rue's green screen dress. So I'm here for the colors of the season. This is like the most colorful season. Shout out to the color corrector in Final Cut Pro. You're amazing.
Girl, that's Windows Movie Maker. What are you talking about?
Where's our shade button?
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot. They're here.
Oh, man.
I just forgot to bring them.
Well, I like Cheryl's
look. One of these days we'll get the shade buttons. Down.
Did you like Cheryl's look? She looked good.
It was very
well. This look. Let's start with Davina DeCampo because that's who's on our
screen.
Oh no,
Cheryl.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's take a moment to talk about how her last name is no longer Cole, and she's just like, oh, it's just Cheryl.
Well, Jerry Hollowell was the same way. She was just Jerry. I'm like, is everybody just going by a first name now?
I guess so.
But whatever.
Cheryl. I'm like, who's Cheryl? Like, Cheryl is the girl that skipped you in the line at 7-Eleven because she was trying to get her, you know. And I'm like, who's Cheryl? Yeah. And I was like, you need Cheryl Cole. But I guess they didn't want to do Cheryl Hole, Cheryl Cole. I guess it sounds too much alike. But I'll be but you need to change your name because this is my name first. Right?
I mean, even when they announced the song, they were like, by Cheryl.
Yeah,
and I was
exactly.
like, no.
Cheryl
you
sounds
don't,
like...
You're not Beyonce. You're not Mariah. Mm-mm. You need to stop.
She's their Beyonce.
No.
Okay, she's their, like, Rihanna.
I don't even know
Shady
about that.
Shady buttons. Okay, yeah.
I love Rihanna.
We like just Cheryl. Her look was just a look. It wasn't nothing like, you know. But the girl next week from Chewing Gum. I can't remember her name.
Oh, I love that girl.
She's
Michelle,
the judge.
Michelle, I want to say no. Maybe.
Fact
I don't
check
know.
Me, guys.
She's
in
from
the
Chewing Gum, and that show is hilarious.
But have you seen her outfit for next week?
No.
Like, she's sickening. She has, like, this, like, body piece, and it's, like, African, like, inspired. That's what I would bring to Drag Race. I wouldn't just bring fashion over.
Like a
pedestrian. Very pedestrian. All right. Let's bring it to the runway, girls. What we got?
So Davina had this like terrible raincoat and then terrible hat, and then she took it off, and then the reveal was a bumblebee. And so I was like, I don't like bumblebee colors.
The judges are over it. So I just knew that she was going to do Pennywise. I just knew it. Like the raincoat, and she had the hat on, and she had the red hair. I was like, she's going to do Pennywise. She's going to do Pennywise. And then I saw another raincoat and a corset.
Oh, you wanted her to do Pennywise.
I just knew she was. And I was like, okay.
You're saying it's Pennywise?
No. It's a joke, though.
Okay. That's a missed opportunity. Yeah. They could have had more fun. Like, I think I really like this runway, but yeah. Huh.
Red wig, silver dress, girl.
Next queen. We have Cheryl Hull, which to me, this was just a disco ball. I was like, I can't even tell what the outfit is because it just, there's, I agree with, I forget which judge said it should have been longer, maybe. Okay, someone in the chat room says Cheryl's second name is not Cole because she divorced her ex-husband and then
But that's what
it.
I said. She got divorced, so the ring's not on anymore. Hmm. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank
Cheryl.
You.
Cheryl.
So, Cheryl Hull is wearing a disco ball. I agree with one of the judges that maybe the skirt should have been longer because to me this, because it, I guess maybe with the lights or whatever, all it read is, I couldn't read the dimensions of it. Yeah, I just read it as disco ball.
Cheryl, I put her on my flops list this week because this reminds me when you go to your cousin's barbecue.
And you wear a disco ball?
No, listen, and you didn't bring nothing, so you had to kind of take it on the slide, so you got to hurry up and wrap it in your aluminum foil, girl.
Oh, no.
And it was very that. She gave me baked potato realness, and I didn't like it.
Baked potato realness.
Well, I love baked potatoes. I really liked it.
Me too.
I agree. It could have been, like, have a skirt. I didn't like the hair, though. The slick back. I wish she had different hair. But I enjoyed it. I love the metallic look. And I think, to me, it's one of her best looks. Because I don't think Cheryl's had the strongest looks. But to me, this is, like, probably the best. I think one of the judges said it in the episode. But I think this is one of her best looks that she's done all season. I will say that. But could have used better hair.
The makeup was cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a good, perfect outfit to lip sync in. That's for sure. Lip sync assassin. So, go Cheryl.
Okay, next.
Wait. Lorraine, why are you quiet?
Huh?
Say something about
Bring it to the runway.
I really liked it.
You didn't say anything about Davina either.
I like both of them. Oh, okay. I like both of them.
All right.
Okay, next one. So, this is Baga where, what are they? They said she looks like Liza Minnelli. I will say this.
From the neck down, they say.
Yeah, I will say this. I like that this outfit was so Baga. Like, I was like, this is exactly what you want from Baga Chips. Something that's hilarious, something that's campy. She wore, I don't think she's worn a pantsuit all season, so I appreciate that.
She did. When she did have Liza Minnelli.
She did like a Liza
Minnelli. Oh, she did.
That's her look. That's her thing, like the pantsuit and the overcoat.
Because most of the time I just remember her in the little like...
Mini skirt. Like little short dresses.
Yeah, pencils. I don't like this look for me, even though she's still my winter pick. I don't like it. I don't understand, like, the duck and the head.
Chicken.
I don't understand it. However, I do want to tell you this. Baga seems like a lot of fun. She didn't take herself too seriously this season, and whenever it was shot, I want to party with Baga.
Right, absolutely. Like, that's like no question.
Drink the house down with her, because I know she's going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And she probably might wear this.
Yeah.
That's her party outfit.
To me, I thought it was the weakest. It wasn't bad, but to me, I think it was the bottom. I like that she actually tried to put humor in it. She tried to put the bag in it, because I didn't see a whole lot of humor in this, like, in these looks. And I was really, like, wondering, oh, is she going to actually be lip-syncing tonight because of this look? But I think the judges liked it. Didn't they like it? They said
it was very baggy.
Yeah. I don't know. It was all right. Bottom for me, though.
Next one. I think this was probably my favorite because conceptually it was something different from what everybody else was doing. Mm-hmm. I like that she kind of, you know, I like that she stepped outside of the box with it. I do think that we've kind of seen the silhouette from her before. I hate to sound like Michelle Visage, but I was like, I don't know. Like, this seems like kind of a repeating silhouette. And then I wish the dress, because, like, if she was supposed to be, it, like, you know, the hat was the rain cloud, and then the rest was supposed to be the rain, I was like, well, shouldn't the dress be, like, blue or something? Or iridescent? I don't know. I liked the concept, but I thought she could have pushed it a little bit.
I like the look. I like the concept. I just wish I would have seen more of her face in this. Because she put all that blue, like, you know, when she was in the mirror moment, she was painting her face back. Mm. And then she covered it up with the black wig and the clouds and the rain in her face. And I was just like, they don't really get to see the art that you put into it. Right. And it's very Reju Rochu blue. Oh. Yeah. Like...
I think it's beautiful, but I think it reads almost jellyfish to me. And I love a jellyfish. But it also kind of reads a little bit like Grudge. Grudge, the girl from The Grudge.
Oh, yeah.
So it's beautiful, I think like my focus is like, all I can see is like the dress. Like, I can't appreciate like the headpiece or like I'm thinking jellyfish. I don't see like the raincoat. I thought this was kind of like a raincoat outfit.
The dress had like ridges in it as if it was like coming off of like stone or something, like the water's coming off stone.
But
I just got that. But just me.
Why isn't she in a raincoat? Like, where's the raincoat?
She is the rain, honey.
I wanted a raincoat.
Oh, wow.
I'm such a critic. But it's beautiful. Okay, I will say it's beautiful. It
is. Grudge, you know what I would have done if I was the rainy girl? I would have just copied everybody else and did the April Carrion with the umbrella and the fringe and just do that. And then just be nice, or do Evie's jellyfish the same thing. Umbrella with a fridge.
Nice little homage.
Yeah.
That'd be cute.
Yeah. Okay, next one was blue. There was a lot going on. I liked the facial makeup. Like, I thought that was funny to do kind of like a campy, like, crying look with the whole rain theme. I'm not a fan of that many colors and materials at once. I was like, ooh, that's a lot to process.
Well, that's Box of Donuts palette, girl. You can get you at BatMeCosmetics.com. Thank you, Blue. That was a shameless
So you're... No, we love it. We're here for it. So you're anti Lisa Frank. I love Lisa Frank.
I actually loved Lisa Frank when I was 10.
Not anymore?
How old are you now?
I'm a little bit older than 10.
Shame. No, I thought this was really cute, but I feel like you have to be mindful of the judges. They're not going to see that from far away. So, I mean, I guess she did it for TV purposes because she knew there were going to be some type of close-ups. I did like the hair, the two titties on the head. It was very Uma Thurman, Batman and Robin.
Oh, Poison Ivy.
1998, right? I think.
Ish.
Yeah, I did like that. It's very Lisa Frank overdoes. And the outfit, I like the plastic, like the plastic wrappy thing, and the shoes. It's all in the details.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I feel like you have thoughts.
I loved it. I thought it was one of the best on the runway.
That was, yeah.
Did you love every runway this week?
Yeah, I did. I thought was on the low end. I wish she would have filled the umbrella with a whole bunch of ducks.
Oh, that would have been funny.
Yeah. Like, if that was, like, that entire umbrella was filled with ducks, I think it would have just taken it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have cared about the outfit.
Yeah.
No, I did. I liked most of them.
I'm glad you liked blues. Blues was my favorite.
I knew Ollie would like it because it was very,
scaredy cat. It was very scaredy cat.
Well, it was very, like, anime kind of, you know?
And it just, like, read to me as blue because I feel like sometimes in this competition, like, I didn't see, like, blue in some of her looks, personally. They were great, but I didn't see blue. But this read to me, like, that's blue. Blue hydrangea.
Yeah, good for her.
So the lip sync was Blue and Cheryl. And, of course, like, Cheryl has a huge advantage because she's such a Cheryl... fan. That I was gonna say Cheryl Cole, but I guess that's
she's a good woman.
But she's such a fan of hers that she was even saying, like, oh, I know the song, you know, so well, and all that. And so I was like, oh, it does put Blue at a disadvantage because when you are so jamming on a song and you know all the words, you know it's going to come across looking great, you know? Yeah. And not that Blue wasn't great, but it seemed unfair to me, you know?
I know.
So, I was, like, heartbroken, and I was kind of, I was, like, hoping that this was going to be, like, a double save week, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, me too.
There was no way they were going to put Baga in with Cheryl. No chance. So
Blue had to
bite the bullet this week.
Yeah, and we'll see you on All Stars, babe. We'll see you at DragCon. We will buy your stuff. Like, you know, you played a great game, and I'm just sad she had to go.
It's getting real.
I know.
It's getting real. We got 4 girls left. Yeah. 2 more
episodes. She was my cash mule. Why did you send her home, Ruth?
Well, she went home on a great look with your makeup.
I know. You guys can get the look. Shop it right now at batmecosmetics.com. Mm-hmm.
So the mirror moment this week is Vivian talking about her drug use and how she's been 2 years clean. And everybody kind of has this conversation about how when a lot of your work is going out and working in nightclubs, it's hard not to, like, be drinking while you're there. Yeah. And so I thought that was, like, it, a lot of times when I was young and I used to go out all the time, it's like, you're kind of just, like, celebrating that moment of, like, ah, we're all drinking and we're all wild and, like, we're all having a blast and everything, but you don't look at the dark side of that, which is, like, yeah, maybe there are some people that, like, that has actually caused a problem in their life and they're now struggling. So I thought it was, I thought it was good for them to kind of call attention to that because, like, a lot of times we're always focused on how much fun it is to go out and have a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
Because these are performers, these are entertainers that are constantly in the nightclub scene, and we don't know what goes on behind closed doors unless we see, like, tweets or whatever.
Right.
But, like, a lot, and it made me really sympathize with the Vivian because I know I haven't been, like, the biggest, like, Vivian fan, but I'm like, oh, she's human. And she's only 26 for her to be, like, able to, like, overcome that and her still, like, not saying she's battling, but, like, she's so young and a lot of people who have gone through what she's gone through can kind of, like, relate to that. And she's has a platform now and she can do something with it.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see that human side of Vivian.
Yeah. Can we address Katya? Speaking of,
somebody paid for her to fly all the way out to England for 2 seconds of screen time.
She was probably
London.
Right.
And they were like, she's here. Let's make it into a challenge.
She might have been doing her one woman show, you know, something like that. But I like these little pop ins here and there with the girls. I would like to see, like, Alaska come. Or who else? Vivacious.
I want to see, like, gosh, a real world Road Rules challenge, like, with, like, with Drag Race UK girls and Drag Race US girls,
absolutely.
Like, teaming
that's,
up for a challenge.
That's bound to happen. Yeah. That's bound to happen. But yeah, I feel like Davina and Katya make perfect partners. They should go on The Amazing Race and be, like, the drag partners and represent UK and US. Rue, get on it. But yeah, I thought Katya coming there was great. It's what Davina needed, like, that push to get in.
I thought her advice was good, too. It's like, you know, like, it's like what Mark always says, like, you got to think you're the shit when you go out.
Absolutely.
On the show. So, Mark, what is the quote of the week?
Quote of the week this week. I said, I don't know what I would do if Baga wasn't on the show, but... after Baga filmed her commercial, she said, I'm a fucking sausage-loving bitch, and I am amazing. In the only way Baga can. I'm not even going to try to imitate her, but that was hands down.
I love that she's wearing that, like, really loud yellow coat in the in the confessionals.
Her confessionals are the
big
best.
Fans of the week. One is Monica Major. Was one of those ones who gave us 5 stars, but a shady review. But I will say, she did say Mark was skinny.
Yes, skinny legends. Mark is a skinny legend.
Yes.
She's clearly has eye issues. Mark, thank you, Vito. Thank you, Vito.
And then for YouTube, Rex Trek said it was a great review.
Thank you. Yeah. Who had the shady comment of the week?
It was Monica Major, but...
she called me skinny.
But she gave us 5 stars. But she gave us 5 stars.
It
And then Diva Views, I want to shout out and say hello in the chat room. So our British word for the week is chip shop, and this comes from Christian, who is from the UK. He said a chip shop is also called a chippy, and sometimes when people and they sell fish and chips, and for us Americans, chips are just fat French fries. It's
French fries.
And so they also apparently sell other battered things, like battered sausages. So, like, I was wondering, I was like, what is wrong with Baga's sausage? Why does... And then I realized, oh, it's, like, deep-fried sausage.
Have you had it before?
No.
Now, listen, I am a woman of loving meats, okay? I've never had it, but I'm definitely...
Why are you laughing?
Go on. I love sausage. And I want to try.
That's
still going to be the soundbite. I love sausage opening up. Oh, God, I forgot now. I want to try battered sausage. It looks so good. I was like, I've never had that. That's some state fair shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I would.
We need to buy a chippy.
And I'm a southern girl, and I ain't never fried no sausage before. And so I'm like, okay, definitely going to try it.
So he was telling us, because her water was like chippy tea water, and he was saying that people say the term chippy tea when they're going to a chip shop for dinner. So they're like, I'm going to get me some chippy tea. And he said it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with tea, but that's just what they...
Okay.
It's just what they say when they go to the chip shop to get that
chippy
dinner.
Chippy tea. Yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So the more you know. Bing, bing, bing. Ollie, who is our...
Oh, yes.
Local queen.
Well, since Cheryl did so well this week, well, not really, but she slayed. I want to get one of her friends, Ophelia Love. She's giving her Elle Woods fantasy here.
That's gorgeous.
Gorgeous, gorgeous queen. Definitely check her out. And let me know. Send me your favorite UK queens, because I would love to shout them out. And, you know, we got season two coming, so just share the love for the UK queens, because they are just so fabulous. Jayla?
I also
She's cute. Oh,
yeah, she's cute.
Oh, no, you're
it's my turn. Yeah, okay, I'll make this really, really fast. Okay, so last night I had the opportunity to go to USC, and they had the Kwasa drag show, and it was hosted by Dylan Powell from, what was the show? Mr. Prince Charming. But it was full of Drag Race girls. There was Scarlet Envy, Monique, Gia, Silky, Angina, Mayhem, Landon Cider from Dragula, Kylie, Sonique, Delta Work, and there was a bio queen, Little Bok Choy. She was amazing. You guys follow her. And I got a chance to reunite with my Silky Sweet, so that's why I'm wearing my little Silky shirt today, and I got to see my girl. So this is us. And, of course, the jacket is Yoji Yamamoto, so thank you.
So you were with the All-Star 6 cast.
I know. I'm going to be on All-Star 6 starting tomorrow.
I love it.
And if you want any more drag news, check out Mark's Drag Weekly Recap so you can get drag news all week long.
Well, and that's actually not news now. It's just Drag Race Weekly. So we're going to rechange the format a little bit. So, like this week, I did a top 10, my top 10 favorite looks of Raven from her social media. So it'll be more along those lines, more so than like news and stuff that's going
that's
on.
Perfect.
So I think it'll be a lot more fun.
It's timeless.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anything else?
Make sure you guys watch Sequester tonight. Yes! I'm going to be on there competing for my love. I'm just kidding. Competing. So episode 2 starts tonight. You can watch it wherever. So see Sequester season 3.
When does I Love Jayla come on?
One last
year. After All Stars.
Okay.
One last thing from the chat room. They said they call supper tea sometimes. So I guess that's why it's like.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Well, I'm 123 Jackie B on all platforms. Thank you for joining us. You can find Mark at
Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
And Jayla.
Yes, watch me flex it on the gram. Follow me at Who is Jayla Rocks. That's 2X3 if you nasty.
And Ollie.
Follow me at Ollie Dreamer on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Dreamer.
Thanks, you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.